The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. Today, the 4th of June, 7:05 in the morning. News is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
So, how'd you like power washing? Ben came over and power washed on Friday.
It was actually rather satisfying.
It does, because you can see it when it's moving
around.
And there you were out there with no ear protection and no eye protection. Did you see why you needed the eye protection?
Yep.
Yeah, So, Saturday and Sunday, I power washed. And that's why yesterday was not a good day for you to come in.
Yeah.
Because Linda had her thing going. She had a big soiree last night. Her book club. Nine women.
Wow.
Yeah. Discussing a book about every month they have their book club.
Yeah.
And they all bring food. And I got leftovers, so it was cool. But there is something, and I tell people that, there's something satisfying when you're power washing. Because the dirt or the moss or whatever it is goes away.
It disappears.
Just disappears.
Clean brick left behind.
Yeah. So we ought to start a power washing business.
I saw this business idea where people would start putting advertisements into dirty cement. They would put down a stencil and power wash the advertisement into the cement.
Which only lasts until it gets dirty again.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
We could do that here in town.
You probably could. Okay. What national day is it today?
There's a few. There's National Cognac Day and Cheese Day.
Wait. National what?
Cognac.
Cogna.
C-O-G-N-A-C.
Cognac. Excuse me, I'm sorry. National Cognac and Cheese Day?
Yep.
He's 18, folks, okay? Give him a break here. You know, liquor has never touched his lips. Okay, what's another one?
Let's see, National Hug Your Cat Day.
Hug Your Cat Day. Our next-door neighbors are such nice people. They adopted this feral mother cat and her four kittens who are in the house now. But they're really cute kittens. So a friend of ours, Linda was telling her about the kitten, had a picture of it. She's getting back into town. She wants the white kitty. So, if you're looking for there's a white one, a black one. Well, the white one's off the market. A black one and two tiger striped kitties. We know where you can get them. They're being taken well, taken care of. Mom just is getting fixed as soon as she's able to. She stops nursing. I think they're starting to eat food. So if you're looking for a kitty, give us a call here at the station. Say, I want a kitty. I want the black kitty. If you want pictures of the kitties, we can send them to you. All right. Weather. There's just so many cats. There just seems like there's a lot of cats lately. Now, I don't know how many of them come from houses. I did see one with a collar on the other night. So I figured that one was pretty safe, but it was out. And I couldn't, and you can't tell if they're fixed or not. You would think they would be. Today, sunny and hot with a high near 98 and a low around 71. Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high near 105. Thursday, 106. Friday, 101. Cooling off Saturday, 99. Sunday, 99. And Monday, back up to 104. Now, in the evenings, it's going to be low 70s, mid-70s, low 70s. So that's good. Now, gust as high as 18 miles per hour tomorrow. So be aware of that. And the other part is this is a high heat warning. And so be prepared. These are things you don't do. You don't go out in the middle of the day and stand out there. Power washing. The other things are, is don't leave an animal in a car. And if you've, it's been going around on Facebook. I've forwarded it as have other people. If it's 100 degrees outside, the asphalt's like 130. Put your hand on the sidewalk or the asphalt, wherever you're walking with your pet. And if it's too hot for your hand, it's too hot for your dog. The other day I saw, it was one of those hot days, I saw this lady carrying her dog down the street. It was so cute. The other thing I hate to see is people walking down the street with their big gulps. You know, drinking that and with a hat on and their dog is walking alongside them and you know it's got to be hot. So the other thing about not leaving animals in cars is thinking you put them in the back of a pickup truck. Oh, okay, they're outside. Yeah, but the back of that pickup truck is going to get extremely hot. If you leave a dog in a car and somebody sees it, and they call the Haven Humane or another animal control or the police, which they could do. And then they come and they're going to, first of all, they're going to check to see if the animal looks like it's in distress. If it doesn't look like it's in distress right then, they're going to go out and try and find you. If the animal looks like it's in distress, they will enter your car to take care of the animal. And it's legal to do that. So just be aware of that. It's already happened once this year at the Red Bluff Rodeo. They made an announcement over the stands. The cops are at your car. You better go out there and check your dog. So, friendly warning to everybody. Okay. Local things that are happening. The Board of Supervisors invites the public to their annual budget hearings today through the 6th. I just got this yesterday. Shasta County's annual budget hearings will take place this week from June 4th to June 6th. Budget hearings are formal meetings where the Board of Supervisors and county officials review and discuss the proposed budget for the 2024-2025 fiscal year. It starts today. It starts at 10 a.m. with a budget overview by Aaron Bertain. And then department presentations, and that'll be the CAO and clerk of the board and board of supervisors, county council. They have lunch, and at 1 p.m. or as soon after as they can, non-public safety elected officials, assessor, recorder, auditor, controller, county clerk, elections, treasurer, all giving their reports, and then general government after that, child support, information technology, and support services. Tomorrow, it's going to be HHSA, which should be interesting, administration, BHSS, economic mobility, public health lunch. After that, public resources, and June 6th, that includes public works, by the way, and resource management. And a farm advisor. I didn't know we had farm advisors on there. And then on June 6th, public safety, criminal justice, county fire, district attorney, probation, public defender, sheriff, coroner, and then open and public hearings. So if you're interested in the budget for Shasta County, here's your chance to sit through every one of those tedious meetings. However, at least, I don't remember, and I could be totally wrong. I'm sure they must have had public meetings before. I just don't remember seeing them being advertised like this. So they start today at 10 a.m. if you'd like to go over there. And there's news releases that I think a big day. I'd like to see the HHSA And then, of course, the public safety criminal justice on June 6th, and that starts at 9 a.m. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break and remind everybody that Shasta Regional Medical Center is having a walk-in Wednesday on June 12th. Shasta Regional Medical Center is starting at 10 a.m. and going to 2 p.m. and have a walk-in hiring event. They want to hire RNs, LVNs, CNAs, and other clinic or non-clinical professionals. Questions? Give them a call at 530-244-5150. And you can learn more about the $30,000 RN bonus. Ooh. Shasta Regional Medical Center offers competitive salary, exit benefits, tuition reimbursement, and professional career growth opportunities. You know where Shasta Regional Medical Center is. And you just go in there and say, hey, I'm interested in working for Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Goldleaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And, okay, this is what I told Christina yesterday. I'm telling all my producers, you don't have to play that one anymore. But you do have to play, you know, a rock one. Something that's lively.
Yes, no more, okay, no more sad morning music. No more sad morning.
No more
music.
Slow first out of the gate songs. Okay? None of these that go, because I end up sitting down and then going to sleep. So you've got your directions, right?
Yes,
sir. I don't want to give you too much. I want you, here's your lone pine tree on the left and the river on the right. So find things in between there, okay?
Yep.
All right, what else is going on? Oh, another, you know, this is going to be just kind of like local stuff here. So, because of these meetings that I find quite interesting, Riverfront Specific Plan, they're having briefings. Community workshops on the Riverfront, on Reading Riverfront Specific Plan. Two community workshops, my friends, to discuss the future of the Reading Riverfront Specific Plan area. These interactive workshops led by the city staff and project consultant, MLG, will allow community members to discuss and share ideas on emerging opportunities and alternatives for the northern and southern riverfront areas. That's what it says. You have to wonder, though, you get in there. Now, they can take up to 100 per meeting. Approximately 100 participants. The first one is scheduled for Thursday, June 13th, a week from this Thursday, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then workshop number two is going to be Saturday, June 15th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Both workshops will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium and are open on a first-come basis. And then you can go to their, you can go to the city's website to reserve a spot, I'm sure. Now, and also an online survey is being done to allow community members to view workshop materials and provide detailed comments. All right. That was the first press release about it. So then there were, you know, believe it or not, there were two press releases about it. Okay. Now, the second one said, nope, I didn't say that. Oh, okay, here it is. Here's the second one. It says, for sure, you must sign up for one of the two workshops. Please note, community members who want to attend must sign up for one of the two workshops. Each workshop will have an identical format and can accommodate the 100 participants, like I said. And then there's going to be information if you can't make it to, they're talking about this survey that you can do. Now, here's why it's important. If you're interested in the Riverfront Plan, you need to go to a workshop. You need to get involved in these. This is, you know, this is two workshops, next Thursday and next Saturday. If you're interested in it, like, you know, how much is there going to be housing? on the river? Is there going to be what kind of businesses can be along the river? What is the general plan that they want to do? Is it going to be a new civic auditorium, this one torn down and a new one built? What about the fate of the rodeo grounds? Are the rodeo grounds going to stay? Is this one of those things that they understand is that people want to have the rodeo or not? We have one of our active listeners every time says they only use it once a year. Well, they could use it more if there were other things that happened to happen, like parking, control of parking, being able to have a bigger area to bring in more types of horse events. I mean, it's a perfect horse arena in there for events like barrel racing or team roping, which are huge events around here, but you're limited on your parking there. Other things like that. So when he asked me that, and what a perfect place, what a perfect venue for music concerts right there in the rodeo grounds. So there are other things that can be used for, but that's not the reason I'm telling you about this. You need to get involved with the Riverfront specific plan to see and get an idea of what they're thinking of. Yes, it's going to take a couple years. Yes, all of that. But if you put the input in early, I think it's once it's included, so you don't have to start election to get things in there. So, all right. Senator Daley just put out some things. That was kind of interesting. I read these, but I don't usually talk about them. Things like water and things like health care and bills that he has pushed, the Cost of Living Reduction Act to repeal the fixed rate charge that they're doing for that the CPUC, the Public Utilities Commission, wants to set a flat fee on utility bills based on income levels. The tiered fee can be as high as $24 a month. It doesn't, but if somebody's got their electricity fixed and they're really looking to reduce the amount of electricity, how does that help? There's just a number of things that you see that these bills, it makes you wonder, like the Senate bill 1062 supports the conversion of biomass generators. This is one of the bills that Senator Daley has pushed through to changing the conversion of biomass generation facilities to newer advanced bioenergy technology, allowing them to continue operating to reduce harmful debris, take things out of the forest. That's a renewable asset. Expands the definition of eligible materials under the Buy Clean California Act. Authorizes Bill 1258, authorizes the State Department of Health Care Services to waive the interest on unrecovered Medi-Cal overpayment. And what's that do? That really helps hospitals that up in the rural areas. So all these things are going on. That's kind of the local things happening. I do want to talk when we get back from the break. I want to talk about this new study on the prices of houses in California. I was just astounded by this. And unfortunately, it just doesn't get any better. So let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a local bank, 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 here in Redding, 1 down in Anderson. And they've been in the business 17 years, moving local dreams forward. They're a good bank. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're happy with that. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
We'll never feel that anymore. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Redding Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Redding Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Redding Regional Airport.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Great things come in small packages at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us in Seasons on Saturday, June 15th for an event night special to savor. With a River Club card, you can enjoy a shrimp cocktail for $10, mini corn dogs or elote cheesy corn nuggets for $8, and sip on pint-sized perfection with our wrestle-worthy micropunk. These bite-sized specials are a treat you won't want to miss. For complete menu details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your limits at Wind River Resort and Casino.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:33 in the morning here on June the 4th. It's about 69 degrees, going up to a 98 today, close to the triple digits. I imagine there'll be some places that they are. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And on the line is Liam. Good morning, Liam. Is this our morning. Liam?
Yeah, good morning, Carl.
Hey, Liam Bryan. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. So, what's up?
Well, I was listening in and hearing you talk about you know, the riverfront plan. And yeah, honestly, it kind of makes me a little angry. Their desire to get rid of the rodeo grounds is irresponsible first and foremost, because it's a huge economic driver in our community. And then to tear down the Civic Center only to build a new one, when the Civic Center that we have now has the capacity to be another economic driver if it's managed responsibly. It just seems like spending money to spend money. It makes me upset.
Well, you're a taxpayer here. And
I am a taxpayer.
You are a taxpayer. You have a right to be upset on certain decisions being made by the city council, but we don't know what they're going to do yet. This is
That's
why
true.
this plan is, they're still, you know, think of this as a very large cake that they are just kind of like blending the ingredients right now, but nothing's been decided. This is why it's important that people like yourself, younger people, and this is real important, younger people that are going to be living with this, want to stay in Reading, have something to say about the future, because this is going to take 10 years easily to get off the ground. And that's why you, your friends, Ben and his bunch and his friends, you all need to be there for this, to see what they're planning for your future. Mm-hmm. I don't even know, how long it would take, even if they had the capacity to build something like this. But if younger people like you and, taxpayers, firefighters and others that are involved, say, hey, look, this is what we'd like to see for our future, for our kids. I think that's real important. So I'm glad that you're interested in this, and I know you've got a job and all those things, but just going there and saying what you just said. I want our riverfront's beautiful. We do need to restructure it some, but we can't lose the ambiance of our city, in our county, our history. So,
absolutely.
So, Liam, as you all know, maybe you don't know, but Liam used to be one of our producers, and is now, you're working for what, Cal Fire?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I start on Monday.
Is that right?
With the Rehire Academy. So, I'm excited.
I'm excited too, son. I'm glad. Are you going to be fighting fires? Have they started? Obviously, you're going to be fighting fires, but I mean.
Oh, yeah, I'll be fighting fires. There's one down in, kind of Napa right now. Some big grass one. I think it's like 14,000 acres.
Wow.
Last I checked. Things are starting to pick up. You know, heat's rising. Relative humidity's dropping. The fuels are drying out.
And that wind doesn't help either.
The wind does not help.
Yeah, it helps dry. It helps
dry it out. Yeah.
Yeah, it increases it takes out the moisture inside plants and
Correct.
Stuff.
Mundo.
Yeah, and then when the fire starts, it just doesn't help.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you going to be working at, out of?
Well, I'm working in the Shasta Training Unit for Cal Fire.
Okay.
I'm not sure where I'm going to be stationed at yet.
Mm-hmm.
I find out next Friday.
Okay.
So that's all I know. I'm kind of going into this blind. I'm super excited, though, and
I heard you were just. I heard one of the instructors just say that you were one of the bright spots out there. I mean, all of them were, but you really did a great job at the Fire Academy, son.
I appreciate that.
Well, I heard that from people out there that were doing
that. That's good. That's great to hear.
Liam, when he left, was a long distance runner and a biker, and all this. We come in all beat up from his biking. During the academy, put on 25 pounds, and his body fat is still like 6%. So you figure, okay, buddy. Now, it is important, though, that your friends, that you talk to your friends, and you show up for one of these meetings, and you need to be heard. This generation that is going to be living with this for the next 25, 30, 40 years. So it's got y'all should have a say in what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right.
Good luck out there.
Yeah.
Keep in touch. Keep in touch.
I will.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.
And Ben, for you and your friends, I mean, you and your friends were very impressive out at the rodeo, coming in there and doing that job that you all did. But even though you're only 18, And I think your friends, what, all about the same age, 19, 20, around there?
They were either minors or the same age.
Okay. They were either what?
It was 17, oh. 18, and one of them I think was 14.
Which one was 14?
He came on the last day. You weren't there, so you wouldn't have seen
him.
Oh,
I didn't see him. Okay. Yeah. But it's, you know, it's just like Liam needs to go there with, you know, I think he's 21, 20, he's 21 now, 22. You all need to go to these meetings, just as older people need to go, but people in your age group, because you're going to be living with this decision for the rest of your life if you stay here in Reading. You know, you find a job, you find something you want to do, you go to school. But you all need to find out what's going on and put your input in there. Because listening to our younger generation, your age, Liam's age, our 20-somethings, our 30-somethings, you all should have a lot to say about what our future looks like. And not 75-year-old guys that think this.
Yeah.
You know, because, yeah, I'll be around another 25 years. But you're going to be around another 60 or 70 years. And the way things are going in medicine, maybe 80 or 90 years. So, I know. Sounds scary, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There you are.
Where are
108 years old and still out there on your scooter.
When and with training wheels. When and where are these meetings?
Okay. I'm going to go over them again. Let me see. I've got to go back and find them now. Thanks for asking me. They're going to be on the 13th and the 15th. Let me find it. It's going to be at the Civic Auditorium. It's going to have gosh, thank you for that. Asking me again after I've already gotten rid of it. Anyway, it's going to be, I'll find it during the break and go through it. But it's going to be, I think, on the 13th and 15th. It's going to be at the Civic Auditorium. And it's going to be, one's going to be in the afternoon, the next one's going to be in the morning. One's going to be like from 6 to 8, the next one's going to be from 10 to 12. And they're going to go through the whole Riverfront specific plan. But you should register for it because they're only taking 100 people. If you're at the Civic, I don't know why you're only taking 100 people. They said, you know, maybe it's in the lower area there or something. And they said they can only have 100 people. They're going to have various other meetings. But it would be good just to sit there and listen to and see if there's any comments you want to make.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what do you want to see around here on the riverfront? Do we want restaurants? Do we want shops? Does a riverwalk become something? Do we have electric boats out in the river? I don't know if we can even do that. I mean, you look at the Riverwalk in other places, and there's boats along the river, or San Antonio Riverwalk, which isn't a river, it's a canal, but they've got boats going back and forth, little barges, electric boats that people can eat on, or things like this. I mean, there's a lot of things that are open to it. But the big thing is to find out what their plan is right now and what kind of input you can have on it. Okay? All right. Now, when I come back, I'm going to talk about the house prices in California, the median. But this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries because of insurance companies, delays, that they've stopped giving you the treatment that you still need, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Patrick's built the biggest or largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento, between here and the border. And how's he done that? By taking care of his clients. You want to go back to work. Your family wants you back to work. Your employer wants you back to work. But just things aren't happening the way they should. Give Patrick a call. Tell him what's going on, and he will be more than happy to sit down with you and discuss your case with you. It may be is that you don't, you know, that things are slow, but they're going ahead, and you don't want legal. You don't want to get a lawyer involved then. Or it could be is that you need a lawyer. That's Patrick Gorman. 530-262-2168. We'll be right back.
Where'd all the time go? Starting.
renters, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, think about purchasing an electric vehicle? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. To answer your question, young man, they are going to be held... workshops, June 13th, Civic Auditorium, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and on Saturday, June 15th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. But you should reserve a spot. Just go to the City of Reading, and you can find it in there. Okay, now,
California housing market. The median cost of a California house is has reached $904,000. $904,210. A record-setting median home price, half below, half above. California's high market is posed for further growth and resilience in the months ahead. Let's think about this. $904,000, the median price. The most striking aspect when you're looking at, they're saying that home sales, single family home sales, surged to 275,000 in April on a seasonally adjusted annualized rate, making a 3% increase from March and 4.4% rise from April 2023. Now, reaching that $904,000 is a new all-time high. This represents an 11.4% increase from April 2023 and a 5.8% jump from March of this year. Now, so that's telling you your properties are going up 10% a year. I think when we have House of Realty in here, we're talking, they're saying like, you know, the 5, 6% is good. When you get up to that 10, 12%, market can't sustain that. This is the 10th consecutive month of annual price increases in California, a trend that shows no signs of abating in the immediate future. Tight inventory remains a key issue. Supply of available homes has been lagging behind demand for years, and this imbalance continues to put upward pressure on prices. Additionally, California has a strong job market and overall economic stability are fueling buyer demand. Now, that economic stability has nothing to do with Sacramento and the fact that we're running a $67 billion deficit. They just, in other words, the money's there. They're just spending it like, you know, people that are addicted to green crack. Oh, we got to spend $12 billion on this. Let's spend billions more on the train to nowhere. Oh, let's take care of all the Medicaid, you know, take care of all medical for our illegals that are here in our state. And it goes on and on and on. So, is there enough money? Oh, yeah, there's enough money. Is there enough discipline to spend the money correctly? No. So, most dynamics indicate a noteworthy shift as sales of homes priced at or above $1 million outperformed their more affordable counterparts in April. Sales in this high-end segment soared by 39, almost 40% year-over-year, while the sub-$500,000 segment experienced a moderate decline of minus 8%. Notably, homes priced above $1 million constituted over a third of all sales, making it the largest share in at least 5 years. The sustained growth in sales of higher-priced homes have significantly contributed to the upward trajectory of the statewide median price. All right. Now, here in Reading, of course, I think our average average price here was like $385,000. But there's $1 million homes out there. But think about what this does. This means is that as huge this trend, this upward trend of houses over $1 million. So does this mean people have had their house, you know, some that maybe had their house for 10 years and now they're selling their house for 1.5 that they bought for 500 or whatever, and then now they're investing in another home. The other thing that goes along with this, with when you think about it, if that many $1 million plus homes are being sold, is the interest rates. Now, in some cases, what sellers are doing is buying down interest rates. They're giving them so much money to buy down the interest rate, so it makes it more affordable. But still, you're looking at the largest amount of homes being sold are in the $1 million range, Liam. Or, I'm sorry, Ben. You got Liam's name up there still, and I'm looking at it.
I don't even know. Like, I would have to get a high-paying career if I want to get a home at this point.
Well, at this point, to live the American dream, okay, live the American dream, what's it? Husband, wife, two kids, a home, cars, a lifestyle, is something like $260,000 you need a year in California. $250,000 to $260,000 a year. Now, to buy that house, be able to buy the house, that's the big thing. That's your biggest expense. And then the other things that go along with it. Yeah.
I suppose I could survive off of the Costco $1.50 hot dog soda combo.
You can only eat those so much. Fill up your car with gas, go in there, have your buy. There's no takeout.
I've done that like four times this month already. Just a hot dog and some gas.
Well, you know, when you can go into Costco and have a double portion of pizza, you know, they give you two pieces of pizza and they're large. You can have your hot dog, the pizza, and a drink for under $5. And the CEO said, the new chief financial officer of Costco said, that's not going to change.
I'm so joyous about that.
And then you can go back and buy a $4 rotisserie chicken, which is half.
That's the new American dream.
There it is.
The Costco card.
The Costco card.
I became a member last week.
The only problem is, you know, when you're living with just your buddy, how many rolls of toilet paper do you need at one time? And when you go to buy something and you buy, you know, all of a sudden you've got a $300 Costco bill.
That is the thing. It's cheaper, but it's more expensive because of bulk.
There's been times when Linda started to get some. She said, well, we need this. I said, but we don't need four of these. That it's really, it's even though it's cheaper at Costco, it's really less expensive if we go out and just buy two, because two will last us a long time. You get four or six. That doesn't, I mean, yeah, it's a good price, but it's just too much for two people. But if you got a family, I can see that, you know. And then Heather Hadwick came in the other day, you know, from Alturas, running for assembly, said she comes down for a Costco run and, you know, $700, you know, because they don't have Costcos up in MoDoc County. So they come down here, make their big Costco run. And that's what happens. People from Bernie and Fall River and all that come down to Costco, fill up for a month. And that makes sense.
That's my parents too, because, well, not anymore because a lot of them have moved out, but we're like, used to be a family of nine.
Oh my gosh.
So Costco was the way.
Okay, here's some things you might want to know. Hunter Biden's trial has started. Where are we here? Yeah. Hunter Biden's federal gun trial. Prosecutors will spell out the allegations that the president's son was an active drug user when he bought a revolver at a Delaware gun shop in 2018. He pleaded not guilty to unlawfully purchasing and possessing a firearm while abusing drugs, which is against federal law. 12-member jury has been selected after they asked about their thoughts on the politicization of the criminal justice system. Oh, really? It's coming up. Really? You think the criminal justice system has been politicized? The state of U.S. gun laws and the relationships with people struggling with addiction. President Biden made a statement, said, I'm the president, but I'm also a dad. Biden said, Jill and I love our son, and we are proud of the man he is today. Well, he called Dr. Jill a demented moron. But that was in the past when he was having drug problems, because he's clean and straight now. Dr. Fauci, COVID-19 is still just keeps going on and on and on. Fended off attacks from Republicans who sought to undermine his credibility and criticize the basis for public health recommendations. He said the U.S. still needs to be better prepared for the next pandemic. He did such a good job on that one. He also clarified that the 6-foot guidance for social distancing did not come from him, but from the CDC, which is strange because I thought I saw his statement that he had written. That it was something they all just came up with. It had nothing to do with reality. And, of course, they've got the guy that found all these ways to keep all his emails secret from the Freedom of Information Act. And he goes, gee, I guess I did that. It's just a mess. It's just a mess back there. Congressman LaMalfa will join us Friday. I can't wait to hear what he says about the trial and other things. Got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have O2 Staffing and Employment with us.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
From townhall.com, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden has prepared an executive order on immigration as Republicans complain it's all about election year politics.
Senior White House officials have been informing lawmakers on Capitol Hill about the president's executive order, which will be rolled out on Tuesday. Mayors from several border cities will be in attendance. The president is poised to announce a daily limit on the number of migrants seeking asylum at the southern border.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, says Mr. Biden's motives are as clear as crystal.
He gave in to the loon wing of his party, and he dissolved the southern border. Now, 5 months before an election, he has to appear to be willing to do something about it.
The White House previously argued the president could not take unilateral action on the border and already did all he could to stem the flow of millions of illegal aliens into the country. Hunter Biden is back in court today in Delaware. Opening statements are underway in his federal firearms trial. On this 35th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre, China is celebrating a milestone in its space program. A Chinese flag said to have been planted on the far side of the moon before a space probe lifted off, homeward bound with rock and soil samples. Dangerously high temperatures holding parts of the Southwest in their grip with the forecast, calling for the intense triple-digit heat to spread from Texas to California as the week goes on. And wildfires proving to be a problem, particularly in parts of Arizona as well as in California. Watching Wall Street, stocks modestly lower this hour. The Dow is down 29 points. The Nasdaq off 56, and the S&P trading 17 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
They are tallying the votes cast in India's marathon national election.
Vote counting is underway in Indian-controlled Kashmir. Early leads across the vast country showing fewer seats for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's governing Bharatiya Janata Party than expected. The BJP is facing a stronger challenge from the opposition than expected. The counting of more than 640 million votes cast over the past 6 weeks in the world's largest democratic exercise is expected to take all day. If the 73-year-old Modi wins, it would only be the second time an Indian leader has retained power for a third term. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Cambodia pushing for stronger military ties with China's closest ally in Southeast Asia. Austin met with his Cambodian counterpart as well as the prime minister during a one-day visit to Phnom Penh on today. News and analysis, townhall.com. Sandy Hook Elementary School families are in court. They're pushing for the liquidation of Alex Jones's media company.
The families filed an emergency motion Sunday as they seek to collect $1.5 billion they won in lawsuits against Jones for calling the 2012 shooting a hoax. 20 children and 6 educators were killed. Jones and his company, Free Speech Systems, filed for bankruptcy reorganization after the lawsuit verdicts. Jones said on his show over the weekend he expects his company to be shut down in a month or two because of the bankruptcy. I'm Julie Walker.
Arizona lawmakers gearing up for a final vote on a proposal that would ask voters to make it a state crime for illegal aliens to enter the state from Mexico at any location other than a port of entry. This would allow state and local police to arrest people crossing the border without authorization. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 4th of June, 2024, in case people are still trying to catch up with that. 8:05 in the morning. News is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Now, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, so no matter where you are in the world, you can't escape. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We have a very controversial show lined up for this next hour. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Now, you know what the dates are now of the Riverfront Specific Plan.
15th and 16th?
No.
I could have sworn.
It's 13th and 15th.
Oh, I got one of them.
Okay, 13th and 15th. This is where you have a chance. Everybody, people your age, everybody needs to go down there. But you got to get a ticket because they're limiting it to 100 people out of 98,000.
Wow. Oh, where do you go to get a ticket?
Well, you go to cityofreading.com, and it's going to have it on there, and you just reserve a spot and put your name in there.
All righty.
Okay. So, now... We know it's National Cognac. What'd you call it?
I call it a cognac.
Cognac. Cognac. I mean, you spell it. Cognac. Cheese. Yeah, cognac. Cognac. Only after you've had 12 of them.
Then correct.
It goes cognac.
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 Yeah.
Yeah. National Smile Day and what else? What?
We got National Hug Your Cat Day.
Oh, yeah, Hug Your Cat Day.
Depending on your cat's temper, that might be a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. I have had some cats that you do not want to hug.
Correct.
Is that it? Just those two?
Oh, well, there's National Old Maids Day and Safe Day as well, if you want to know about those.
Old Maids Day.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. Do they even say that word anymore?
No. An HR violation.
Well, yeah, we're here with Jennifer Cram, who is Director of Operations at O2 Employment Services. And we're going to talk about major infractions you can do into your business and not even know. You couldn't even use the term old maid anymore,
no,
could you?
No, absolutely no. No. Discrimination. Age. You're referencing someone's age. I know. It never ends.
Let me just go to the weather. That's
good
safer.
Idea.
That's safer. Usually it's 140 degrees. It's safer than HR. Today, sunny with a high near 98, low around 71. Now, the rest of the week, we got excessive heat warnings up there, right, for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's going to be in the hundreds, 105 on Wednesday. 106 on Thursday, and down to 101 on Friday, 99 Saturday, Sunday, and now Monday it's back up to 104. The weather report's always brought to you by. Now, the good part of that, though, is in the evenings it goes down to the high 60s or the low 70s. That's the good part. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson, locally owned, locally run, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They do treat their customers as friends. They've won awards for hiring veterans here in the North State. They're just a good company. Like I said, it's a family company. They've been around 25 years. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I am here with Jennifer Cram, O2 Employment Services, Director of Operations. And I'm looking at your website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm looking at this guy whose name is Drew Bannister.
Yes.
Drew's right in the center
yes.
of all of these photos, which just happen to be all women.
I know.
Drew.
I know.
Drew.
He says he's the token male.
smiling. Yeah, he's happy. He probably is.
He's happy.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Bless his heart.
Okay. Now, tell us about O2 Employment Services for people that say, you know, I've kind of heard them, but.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, and good morning, everybody. It's such a pleasure to be here. It's one of my favorite things to do is to come in and chat with everybody and share a little bit of HR experiences and knowledge. But we are O2 Employment Services, so we have two companies, essentially. We have the O2 Staffing, which is recruiting and helping with your temporary staffing needs, and hopefully bringing an employee on for a long-term period, as well as we have the Teamwork HR side, which is where we partner with small businesses, you know, anywhere from 5 employees to 300 employees, and we become your outsourced HR department. We handle payroll, benefits, workers' comp, your HR needs, your policy, your procedure, your onboarding, offboarding. We do all things HR.
All things.
All things.
And let me tell you, I was in the military a long time. HR really wasn't a problem with us because all the payments were made out of a different group. HR pretty much consisted of a gunny. Mm-hmm. Once you tighten up Private Schmuckatello there, okay, it's your, you know.
Yeah.
And we got tightened up.
Yes, right.
Yep. And you didn't want to be around when it happened. Mm-hmm. But things have changed. And then I noticed when I came out into the civilian world and started a business.
Yeah.
Being direct. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been in the military a long time and then had jobs afterwards that were military-like. That being direct with people isn't always the right way. I mean, you're not being mean to them.
Right.
You're not being rude.
Right.
You're just being direct.
Mm-hmm.
But people have gotten... They don't understand that, especially if you use the knife hand.
Oh, yeah, the knife hand.
Oh,
yeah,
the knife hand.
Cuts,
you go,
right,
you know what you need to do here? Oh, no. Oh, my God. Linda's about broken me of it with her.
Mm-hmm.
Better so yeah. I get carried away. Sometimes it's two knife hands. Look.
Yeah.
But you, what's happened?
Things have just changed, you know. I think that
I mean, there's a lot of guys like me.
There
women,
are. Absolutely.
You seem
absolutely.
Like a direct person.
I am.
You are.
I am.
Right.
I'm very direct. But I've also learned to soften over the years and handle myself in a little bit knowing my audience, right? Sometimes we don't know our audience when we're meeting with somebody or an employee or something. They might be newer, but I think it's really important to figure out what makes them tick and what ticks them off. And so you kind of go through the process and trying to figure out personalities, right? Because we all have a different personality style. And so it's just important to, you know your audience and have the conversation in a polite, kind way. And some people can handle the direct feedback. And sometimes you have to just ask them, how do you prefer your feedback to be? Do you like it direct or do you want it to be less direct? Yes, and where it's a little more fluffy. And sometimes that's what we have to do with employees.
Ben, do you want fluffy or you want direct?
Direct.
Direct, yes. And a lot of people do well with that. They'd rather know.
Well, you were raised like that, though. Your family, I mean, you're a family of 9, so it was pretty direct
right.
with
yeah.
you.
Yep.
And you're a family of 7, right? Mm-hmm. 7 or 8.
Yeah, we've got a lot of kids.
You've got a lot of kids, so I mean, I bet mom was direct at times.
That's right. Oh, yeah. She ran a tight ship.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you might have had to be fluffy at times, but
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one thing over the years that I've had to learn, especially in being in HR and working with people, is that you have to, you know, soften yourself a little bit. You have to smile more. You have to be open to receive feedback. Yes.
Yeah.
It's all of those things, right?
I understand that. But what about... Okay, I'm going to ask this question, but you can answer it on the other side of
okay.
the break. Because
okay.
he's blinking the light at
okay.
me.
Okay.
When does the employee need to learn about their employer and what it takes to please them?
Okay. All right.
Let's take a quick break here.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof here. And Judy's been helping people since 1993, families, seniors, veterans, business owners. As we all know, it's not just the median price of houses in California have gone up to 904,000. More sold in the $1 million mark this past month than ever before. But what about the insurance that goes along with it, if you can find insurance? Well, Judy Maschel can help you do that. Give her a call. 530-221-0441. Free review, free evaluation. Sit down and talk with you as she would a friend, because that's the way she treats her customers. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. That's Maschel Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:20 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, one best in the North State 2 years in a row. Why? Because they're the best in the North State, in my opinion. The only place we buy jewelry. They did our wedding rings for Linda and I, and we've been going there ever since. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, the only stone cutter and watch repairman in the whole area right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. And I'm here with Jennifer Cram from O2 Employment Services. And we're talking about all those things that fall down on employers.
That's right.
And this one is, we were talking about how people coming up on the old school were more direct with their employees. Mm-hmm. And that has changed. Uh-huh. You've got to be kind of, what is it? What's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to use the word fluffier.
No,
but, you know, kinder and gentler. Kinder and gentler
correct.
World.
Yes.
And, you know, getting to know your employees. But what about the employees getting to know their employer?
That's a great question. Absolutely. And I think it's important for you to share that feedback with your employees when you're meeting with them. And say, you know, here's my style. This is the way that I typically run things, and I don't want it to come off offensive or aggressive or anything of the kind, but I'm a very direct person, you know. And I think that sometimes we have to set those expectations with our employees so that they understand how you like to, you know, how you run your business or what you expect from them. And clearly communicate how you're going to, you know, provide feedback for them and say, you know, this is how I prefer to do it. And is that going to work for you, or what's the preferred method of feedback for you? You know, so you have to be a little more interactive with the employees.
Would you like to have it written?
Uh-huh.
Would you like to have it maybe put in a little video for you?
Sometimes that's the case.
Oh, come on.
I know.
You're just, we're just kidding around here.
But, we are.
But still, In today's market, and I mean, really, people are always, and well, you know this better than anybody, but everybody's looking for employees.
Absolutely.
Just, I mean, and it's hard to find them.
Yes. Yes.
Do you hear that? Gosh, you know, this is a good job, and we paid, but nobody wants to work this hard.
Yes. Yes, all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. We have probably almost 300 job openings right now with O2 staffing. Temporary. We have all kinds of positions, labor positions, medical assistants, medical billers. We have front office. We have accountants. We have CPAs. We have bookkeepers. You name it. Manufacturing. You know, we have a lot of positions open. But finding employees that actually want to work or can pass the drug screen to work or the background to work are very difficult in trying to get people in there.
Can you drug screen everybody?
You can, and we do with O2 staffing. We definitely do, because that's usually a it's our requirement,
okay.
Right? We want to make sure that everybody can pass the drug screen.
Okay.
Obviously, marijuana has changed a little bit. The cannabis side of it has changed, the off-duty use versus...
Yeah, that's not a disqualifier anymore.
Not really, yeah. You can still test for it as long as it's the non-psychedelic THC piece of it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And you have to just make sure that you have a nanogram. You have to have a special test that you use. It's changed.
But what you're looking for is mainly for
the hard stuff. Absolutely. Yeah. We don't want to place somebody somewhere that's going to put everybody at risk, right? We've got a workers' comp injury. We have a potential situation on the job. And that happens from time to time. We have situations where the employer will call us and say, hey, somebody looks reasonably suspicious. We have a situation. Their eyes might look like this. They're acting funny. They've been in the bathroom for a long time. And those are situations we have to go and address and deal. And you can take them down for a drug screen and follow the process.
You can pick that one person out and say, I want you tested.
Potentially, yeah. Do you have a reasonable suspicion? And there's a checklist, right? We go through a little checklist to make sure. And usually the coworkers have been complaining, or they've been spending a lot of time in the restroom, or they come out, they're acting differently, or you see a lot of different behavioral changes. And yeah, so sometimes we go in and we have to bring the employee in and have a random drug test done, and it might end their employment. because we're a drug-free workplace.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can do that. I kind of thought that you were restricted after somebody was hired that, you know.
You
that,
can. That
picking out one person and then they can say, oh, they're picking on me.
Well, I think you have to be careful, right? Yeah. And that's one of the things that employers usually call us and say, hey, we have a situation. And there's usually a marked history of something going on that's suspicious. And, you know, we have to make sure that, you know, sometimes it's alcohol. Sometimes they might be drinking on the job. They go to lunch
it's anything.
They come back. Yeah. Absolutely. And they're acting funny. They smell, you know. And so we can absolutely go down and do that. We don't want to send them off to drive by themselves or go to the drug screen. We'll want to make sure that somebody takes them. But, yeah.
Well, I did see that. What was that one memo that told his salespeople?
Mm-hmm.
That to look, if you're going to go out and drink at lunch, drink bourbon or scotch instead of vodka, because I'd rather have people think you're drunk than stupid. Yeah. So,
well, as long as it's not Cognac or Cognac. Cognac.
Little Cognac here and there. No, you're never going to get over this, man. No, you're 18, and you're going to hear about it for as long as I'm alive, and I'm planning another 30 years. So even when you're on, have your own family, you'll get little. On this day, June 4th, wherever you are, I'll find you, and you'll get a little email that says Cognac.
Cognac.
I'll be off in college, and I'll just... My phone will start ringing. I'll hear a knock at my door.
It'll be a little bottle of cognac.
Who's there? Cognac.
Cognac. This is cognac. It's like Landshark. Yeah. Landshark. So, okay. Okay. Going back to HR and some of the things we talked about in the workplace. And this is where O2 becomes really primal in this is the HR part and all the things you can't say, like we were joking around saying old maids. Can't say old maids. No. What are some of the other things that have been just kind of a part of our vernacular that we really can't say anymore?
Yeah, I think, you know, when
girls, how about calling girls? Is that a problem?
Well, I go back and forth, right?
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's a hard, fast no. I would say that, you know, it's the girls or the boys or, you know,
can you
the
say
young
something,
men.
Can you, you know, I've heard people getting in trouble because they said, oh, gosh, you look great today.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful dress.
Mm-hmm.
And people have gotten in trouble for that.
It can be. Absolutely. I think that, you know.
It depends on the person, of course.
It does. It depends on your audience, again, right? You know, and I think that comes back to, you know, we were talking a little earlier about the sexual harassment training, the, you know, the retaliation and discrimination policies, right?
Right.
So, you know, we have to train employees on what constitutes harassment, discrimination, and retaliation.
Well, that's important. If they know what it is.
Correct.
But then their employers, like, you know, it. God help somebody if you hug somebody.
Yeah.
If you have...
If it's unwelcomed or unwanted, absolutely.
And that could change.
It could change. And it's a fine line, right? Because we have some cultures that, you know, their industry is like, they're very huggy, they're very touchy, they're very, you know, loving and kind. Well, that could be very offensive to somebody, and they... To have that personal space.
I never reach out for a hug.
Yeah.
I never reach out, but I will accept them, and I will also participate in a hug. I don't hug one. You know, guys, it's different.
Right. Right.
You know,
right.
But you don't do that because you just don't want to offend somebody.
No, you have to be very careful.
I've been like that most of my life.
See, I'm a touch. So touch is one of my love languages. So I'm very touchy. I'm very huggy. I'm very friendly. But I have to be very careful in, you know, situations where I'm like, is it okay to hug or to, you know, show any kind of physical touch, you know, that's not inappropriate.
And then you have things like side hugs.
Yep.
You have... what is that? The tripod hug? There's
you know, you do it. Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
So, but the best thing, though, is this class. And we've come back from the break. I want to talk about this.
Sounds good.
About employees and employers about sexual harassment. Because that can... How many times have you seen in the papers and this... People are just destroyed by this, by these accusations because of thinking that, oh, my gosh, I was...
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, my barbershop of choice. It's not a salon, my friends. It is not a hair salon. This is a barbershop. No blow dries, no hair gels. I think it's butch wax. That's it, if you get a flat top. That's about it. I've been going there for 17 years. It's a veteran-owned business. It was established in 1960, and the haircuts are just great. I make appointments. In fact, I'm going down there this week, 530-244-9478. It's been a couple weeks to get a haircut, or you can stop by. But they're busy. If they're busy, just wait, and if there's an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. It's a great place. Ron, hang on to after the break, and we'll bring you right back.
I dread a sunny day, so I meet you with the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. I dread a sunny day, so I meet you with the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. Wild, wild is on. So we go inside and we gravely read the stones. All those people, all those lives, where are they now? With the love and hate and passions just like mine. They were born and then they lived and then they died.
Dinorama in Tri-County Sink presents Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus two live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture. Scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the dip. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Hey, Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Take me home to the place. Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. 8:35 in the morning here on the 4th of June. Phone lines here 530-605-4567. And we're with Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services. And we have a phone call. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, maybe I misunderstood you, but it sounded like you said that some type of some marijuana would be accepted or something, but boy, am I against that, because when I was working in the woods, I was setting chokers, and the guy on the John Deere skidder tight-lined the bull line as I was hooking up a load, a turn of logs to send into the landing, and he almost caught my hands in the thing, when he did that, he hits the throttle and he takes off. He would have never even known anything until maybe my hands got to the landing, because he'd have drugged me to death with that load of logs. And there's another thing.
Was he smoking marijuana?
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm.
He would smoke a marijuana after we got out of the crummy and got down into the woods there and get on his skidder. And before he came out, I guess, sometimes he'd smoke a joint. So I am against
mm-hmm.
marijuana,
mm-hmm.
and other drugs as well, I guess. But anyway, mm-hmm. and another thing, I'd hate to be working under somebody under the crane when we're setting beams or working around a backhoe. And even with a hangover,
mm-hmm.
I had a little experience with that, and I was at fault. I was aboard a ship. I was in the Navy, and a bunch of us went out and tied one on, and we came back, and I had a heck of a hangover. Anyhow, the engineering officer saw me, and he said, "You know something? If we took a torpedo," he said, "you wouldn't be worth a hoot." Except he put it,
he put it a little bit
different language.
Okay, Ron.
Like your gunny. So anyhow, yeah. I'll let it go with that.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ron, for your phone call. Yeah, he's right.
He's absolutely right.
When you're doing things danger.
Absolutely. And there's definitely industry specific stuff. There are safety things that you can make sure that they're not, you know, on marijuana and so forth. There are some law enforcement, you know.
Oh, truck drivers who
truck
are hauling,
drivers, absolutely.
Are hauling hazmat. They'll get a phone call and say, "Come on down."
Absolutely.
And
they
we
are
don't even know about
still
it.
Under the restrictions.
Yeah.
There's definitely industry specific. That's a great point, Ron.
Okay. Sexual harassment.
Yeah.
So you've got classes on them.
We do.
Right.
We do.
And so you're teaching not only the employees, but their management.
Absolutely.
About this.
Yes.
So what do you tell them?
Well, we usually start off, so we're now back into in-person, right? COVID's
right.
gone.
Thank God.
Thank goodness.
Well,
so
we hope.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it is an election year.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm sorry. Side note. But we're back in person. So we're actually going out to employers and providing the in-person service. If need be, in the event that a company is of a large size and mm-hmm. has a lot of, in fact, we just did a construction crew with about 70 guys and one female, and we went out.
Oh my mm-hmm, God!
I said, "Oh goodness, lady." Yeah, but we went out and we did their harassment training. So the employees, it's 1 hour required, right? So
right.
all employers are required, with five or more employees, are required to make sure that employees have the sexual harassment training. And then managers have to take the first hour and the second hour, right? And if they're in supervising anybody, they're required to take it. So usually we do the employee portion, and we talk about, you know, harassment, discrimination, retaliation, and what those things mean. And most of the time it's based on a protected class, you know, which is age, race, sex, ethnicity, you know, all of the protected categories. And then, you know, we talk about bullying and we talk about what that looks like on the work site and unwelcomed and quid pro quo, you know, this for that, which is not as common anymore. Yeah. Back in the day, we used to hear that a lot.
I think what Linda used to call it was the casting couch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In Hollywood. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And so then we, you know, we speak to the managers and say, you know, if you see something, say something. And we train the employees to say, if you see something, or you need to say something. And a lot of times it might be two individuals having a private sidebar conversation that's really inappropriate, right? They might be talking about what they did last night or somebody they're dating, and it's very inappropriate. But it could be that person sitting on the other side of the cubicle that hears the entire thing that becomes very offended. And they can go to their supervisor and have that conversation and say it's inappropriate, and rightfully so, you know.
Now, okay, so you come to me and you say, yeah. Ben and Pat were having this very inappropriate conversation. I mean, mm-hmm. they were, you know, they didn't see me, but I was right behind them, and it was very offensive to me.
Mm-hmm.
You bring that to me,
mm-hmm.
and then I then am obligated to go see Ben and Pat mm-hmm. and tell them you will. Mm-hmm. Not have conversations like this,
correct?
Around, especially around Jennifer,
correct?
But just here in the office,
correct? Yeah, keep it outside of the office. Go to lunch, go off site, you know. But it's hard because, you know, we become friends with people at work, right?
Yeah.
And we have personal conversations. We talk about personal things. It happens, but it's again knowing our audience and knowing kind of what we can get away with. There's, you know, I call people in my office sunshine and sugar lips, and then I'm like, oh, I can't say that. I can't talk like that. I'm an HR, you know? And so, but I'm also
sugar lips.
Yeah. Or sweet pea or beautiful.
Now, sweet pea and beautiful. Here's my deadly sin.
Yeah.
The word hun.
Hun. Yeah.
And
hun.
I try to watch myself. Now,
I know.
People around here have been here a long time and they know
that
I don't mean anything.
Right.
But then when somebody calls me that,
and
we have a kind of a newer employee, she calls me that, and I'm like,
whoa.
Well, that's fine.
I know.
But
yeah.
It was funny to hear it. Yeah.
Yes. So. No, and it's true. And so I have to be very mindful myself. So just because I'm in HR doesn't mean, you know, that I have to be very careful as
well. You have one guy, does he ever come into you and go, you know, I'm just tired of hearing these conversations. These women are just, they're just blowing me away here. You know?
He has not, as of this moment in
Carl,
time.
Okay, this is a totally sexist thing, mm-hmm. and you can tell me, Carl, you're absolutely wrong. And,
mm-hmm.
women have a tendency to share more
mm-hmm.
and more intimate details mm-hmm. than
mm-hmm.
guys do.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so I can, you know.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. On
it doesn't
occasion.
Necessarily mean erotic stuff, but they start sharing things.
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah.
Well, we have to be mindful of that. We have to be respectful
absolutely.
Of our work environment. And that's really what it boils down to, is being respectful mm-hmm. to your coworkers and making sure that you're maintaining a safe workspace for all people to be employed at.
70 employees, 69 men, one woman.
Yes.
She was tough.
Tough. I went to her. I said, girl, how's this going? She goes, you know what? I kind of rule the roost. I kind of just tell them what's going on. I said, well, there you go.
And I can understand that.
Yeah.
Because here they are. They're a little bit timid, and she's going to, and she would set it straight because she's obviously in a, used to be a male,
correct.
Well, still male dominated job.
More than, yes.
But she's out there. Like
she is, and she's working hard. She's probably working harder than some of them,
yeah.
you know? And she's doing it. She's done it for like 30 years.
Oh. Well, and she's
driving truck
everything.
And do yeah. all of it.
Well, a lot of the people out at Shasta College and the
mm-hmm.
welding, the the logging and mm-hmm. all this are women
yeah.
are starting to go through there. So you're seeing more and more of the
absolutely.
Workforce.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The federal government, you know, puts an emphasis on that. Hiring, you know, disparate impact. Absolutely.
DEI.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Diversity and inclusion. Yes, sir.
Do you ever give classes on that?
We have not. We haven't at this juncture, and at some point we need to start doing that. There's definitely trainings out there and available.
People need to understand how this can come back and bite them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're doing. You're not only protecting the employees, but you're protecting the employer.
Absolutely. We are risk assessors. We always tell our clients and our employees, we are the risk assessors for you, and we are going to give you the good, the bad, the ugly. And we're going to tell you what you do if you did this, what your risk level would be, and if you did this, and what's going to be the safest. Because our goal is to keep employees and employers safe, right? We want to make sure they're going through the motions, doing the right things, writing up for the right things. And it boils down to communication and having open communication with your team, with your owners, your managers, you know, whoever's involved. When you lose that communication and you don't communicate or you don't set the expectations, that's where you fall into some problems, because people just aren't mind readers. They don't know what they're supposed to be doing. Are they doing a good job? Or are they doing terrible? Mm-hmm. And we want feedback. Again, it goes back to our earlier conversation. How do you want feedback? Mm-hmm. I want to bring you in. I want to sit down and have a conversation with you and be open and transparent, because I want you to be successful. The goal is to create successful employees, to create a successful business. That's the bottom line. And trying to keep them compliant. I always tell clients, though, I'm not the police. I'm going to tell you the law. I'm going to tell you the rules. And you're going to also make a decision. And that might be against what I tell you to do. And that happens from time to time, too. But they need to know all the rules.
You need to know the rules. And if you choose to break them, then it's up to you.
That's your appetite for risk.
The appetite for risk.
The appetite for risk.
Oh, I like that. So, Ben, would you be offended if I called you Sugar Lips?
Let's just stick to Ben.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break here, Ben and I. And we're here with Jennifer Cramp from O2 Employment Services. I really enjoy these Tuesdays, too.
I love
because it. I learn a lot of things. And there's so many employers out there listening to the show that they're going, you know, I might need one of those classes, only because their company is growing. And if you have people both sexes in it, I mean, you can get bit and bit hard without any knowledge of it. You need to let everybody know what's going on, unless you have a healthy appetite for risk. We'll be right back.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection.
Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started. As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here for our last segment on Tuesday, the 4th of June, 8:51 in the morning. It's going to be 99 degrees today, my friends. That's going to be the cool day of the week. Yeah, everything's going up triple digits. It's going to be, watch out for excessive heat warnings. And then tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to have also gusty winds as high as 18 miles per hour. So you got to watch that. Be careful out there. Don't be cutting grass and starting fires, because once they start, it is going to be hard to stop them. So be careful out there, and don't leave animals in the in your cars. Okay, I'm here with Jennifer Cram from O2 Employment Services, and she has convinced me to give away two tickets to the Taste of Reading. These are $50 tickets. It's going to be June 9th. That's Sunday from 12 to 4 p.m. These are $50 tickets, so make sure that when you get these tickets that you're planning on going. 605-4567, first person that calls.
Right.
There you go. I know, I surprised you out there with this. You know, sitting there being complacent. here they come.
There they come.
They come.
All right.
Yes.
Number one.
I'm going to be there. In fact, a lot of people I know are going to be there. And I talked to the guy where we keep our horses. I said, Casey, do you want a couple of tickets here? I mean, you know, he goes, his wife works at Cornerstone, and she's also in Rotary. So she's handing out something somewhere.
Yep.
So he's there. Or somebody's got to watch the kids, one of the
right.
two. Jennifer, we've been talking about the sexual harassment and all that. Now, there's other classes you give to people, but also just education on things like minimum wage for the health care.
Yeah.
Which is going to have a huge impact, not just in health care,
right.
but other. You know, if you are, saying working as a, facility engineer in one place, and you're seeing what they're going to be paying out there at the hospitals, you may lose your facility engineer. You may lose your whole cleaning crew.
Sure.
And all of that.
Absolutely.
So, the impact.
It's the impact. Absolutely. It's no different than when we were talking about the fast food council a couple months ago. Minimum wage, $20 there. The good news with the health care minimum wage did delay. So we're off to July now, and that could be, held up again. We don't know for sure. But it's definitely a trend, and it's something that we're seeing. I mean, the federal government just raised, you know, salary exemption to, you know, $844 a week is what the minimum requirements for a salary exempt employee in at a federal level is. California is much higher because it's double minimum wage, but it's just the trend across the United States. So we're seeing all of these wages go up. We see this inflation going on. We see job markets, you know, getting really tough.
$904,000. Are you kidding me?
And no fire insurance.
No fire insurance.
No fire insurance. And so we have all of these, you know, factors coming at us. But yeah, wages are going up and, you know, but we do. We actually go out. We love to educate the community. We do a lot of community educations. We give a labor law update every year. We usually invite in our labor law attorney to kind of come straight from the horse's mouth. We've partnered now, in the past with the chamber.
Is that a, can that be online?
It is.
It is online,
it
right?
Is.
That's
mm-hmm.
what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We, you know, now, like I said, we're kind of getting back into person, and I love the in-person aspect of it
yes.
because I can actually read my audience. If everybody's eyes are glazed over while I'm speaking, I'm like, I am not hitting the mark here. You know, and on Zoom, I can't see my people, and I'm a people person. So,
oh, really?
I had not noticed that.
Speaking of the fast food.
Yeah.
Raise. You're a traveler. You travel through California.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Rubio's Coastal Grill down there in the Oceanside,
no.
Carlsbad area?
No.
Well, when I was stationed down there, we
yeah.
went there. It was a great place to eat.
Yeah.
There's 24 of them in California, 12 up here in Northern California. They just shut down.
They did?
Just shut down.
And
they said,
gosh.
We can't keep up with it.
No.
La Cabana across the street.
I know. I just
had
read
no
that.
Idea.
28
no,
years.
We go there. I mean, it's where
all
we have our, you know, our, this is where we have our lunches.
Yes.
Over there. And had no idea.
I know.
Makes you wonder why.
I wonder why as well.
Because it's all, it's a family run place.
Correct.
I mean, there's not like they've got extra people.
Correct.
So
correct.
I'm just wondering.
I don't know. Yeah. It could be the impact. You know, all the way across the board,
the cost
of everything, besides the fact they're now contending with, you know, $20 an hour for some of these franchises that, you know, are across the United States.
I don't think they fall under that, though, because
they don't, because
yeah,
they're
still,
independently owned and operated, but still it affects the employees, right? If they know they could go somewhere else and make more money, potentially, I think jobs will probably be a little more difficult to ascertain at those, mm-hmm. you know, fast food places because people are going to hang on to them.
Okay. We got like 3 minutes
okay.
left. Workplace violence.
Workplace violence, July 1st. You need to have a plan. You have to have your policy implemented, and you need to complete your training.
And so this
is for employers that have, I think it's 10 or more employees, but
okay.
if you're forward-facing to the public, you must have a policy in place.
Forward-facing.
Meaning if you have people coming into your place of business, you
Got
need
it.
To have it. And really, it's one of the things that you would need to have an interactive meeting with some of your staff to say, what are your safety concerns or what concerns you? So, like, for instance, when we did our safety program at the mm-hmm. office, we have a very large homeless population that loves to camp out in front of the, you know, trash cans in front of my door. We have two offices. So we walk across the AM/PM parking lot. Sometimes there's drug deals going down. They hide out back behind AM/PM. So those are some concerns. Or those of us that work late, you know, and the lighting, is the lighting good? Is, you know, uh-huh. is there any posed threat or potential for a violent situation is really what we're trying to simmer. Yes.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to assess and do our risk assessment. So it's important that employers know that this is a required policy that needs to be put into place. And it's not something you just kind of throw together. It takes a little bit of time and documentation and processes.
So when I worked at O'Dell's, they just had a simple online course that you took. Is that also just a common option?
You can do that as well. There should be some safety training that you have, but these are going to be specifics to your work location. So, for instance, if you were here and you needed to have a special exit because you're going to the back parking lot and you're here late, what does that look like? Do you have flashlights? Do you have people that you can call? Is there a security officer? Or so it's really about your place of employment. While that safety program might help, you also have to make sure you have an internal policy that you're covering with your employees as well, so they know the safety.
It just makes sense.
Or it's an incident report.
That is interesting, because this doesn't affect me, but they do have those people who stay overnight at those barbecues out there, Carl.
I know they're there at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I wonder if they have anything in place for them.
And the Denzians start coming out about that time, mm-hmm. between 1 and 2. I mean, you don't see them. We don't see them because we're asleep. But they start coming out about that. And just remember Taco Bell down here, a young man out in the back.
Right.
Got stabbed to death.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I mean, how long had they, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's probably been forever.
Mm-hmm.
Got to run. Jennifer Cram.
Oh, my goodness.
O2 Employment Services.
So good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, your founder seems to enjoy the show, too. I said, well, you know, let Jennifer bring you in.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. I'd love to have her on. I'd love to have any of my team.
How do people get a hold of you all?
Oh, please give us a call. So 530-223-4674. Or check out our website. You can send us a message there.
I can tell you that they're going to be having good scoop for you.
That's right.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, tomorrow, Captain Ron Isley and a couple of his patrolmen are going to join us tomorrow from the Reading Police Department. And I think a couple other people also. Have a great day. It's starting to get hot, my friends. And God bless America.
And I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.